welcome to another installment of the Cleveland Pops Orchestra's Rhythms and Views. I'm your host, Carl Topolo, conductor of the Cleveland Pops. This week's show is brought to you by your Cleveland Pops Orchestra. At the end of today's program, we'll be giving away tickets to an upcoming Cleveland Pops concert at Severance Hall, so stay tuned. Tonight's program is entitled Play Ball and will feature music inspired by our national pastime, the great game of baseball. Cleveland Indians have captured our hearts during the last 5 years with their brilliant play, so this next song might apply to some family member. In 6 months out of every year from Damn Yankees by Jerry Ross and Richard Adler, the wives are complaining how baseball has replaced them in their husbands' hearts. The way women root for the tribe here in Cleveland, this probably doesn't really apply. We'll hear the cast from the 1994 Broadway revival.
Good evening. Just past the midpoint of the 20th century, the average fan of the hapless Washington Senators felt this way about the legendary New York Yankees. So naturally, the wives felt this way about their husbands. And since the average Senator fan's conversation was usually limited to some variation of this, the average marriage around Washington worked something like this.
6 months out of every year, I might as well be made of stone. 6 months out of every year when I'm with him, I'm alone. 6 months out of every year, he doesn't take me anywhere. 6 months out of every year when I play cards, solitaire.
Come on, there!
The other 6 months out of every year, we are hardly ever seen apart. But then the Washington Senators take over my place in his heart. 6 months out of every year, I might as well be wearing crape. Life is just an awful bore from which I find no escape.
6 months out of every.
When we met in 1938, it was November.
When I said that I would be his mate, it was December.
Let's go!
We know that.
What great fun. That was 6 months out of every year from Damn Yankees by Jerry Ross and Richard Adler. The story is about Joe Hardy, an ordinary guy who sells his soul to the devil to help the Washington Senators win the pennant against the hated Yankees. This musical from the 50s sounds all too familiar to Indian fans even today. In the 1984 film The Natural, Robert Redford played a major league ball player, Roy Hobbs, who hits a triumphant home run at the conclusion of the movie after undergoing many trials and tribulations. Let's listen to the prologue to The Natural, which in the movie shows a montage of our main character, at the same time setting the tone of the rest of the film. This beautiful score is by Randy Newman.
Thank you.
Our musical salute to baseball has continued with the prologue to The Natural by Randy Newman. Let's take a short intermission. Let's return to the music of Broadway for an amusing scene from the zany show called Falsettos by William Finn. In the song entitled The Baseball Game, Jason does his best on the ball field, but as we will discover, he isn't much of an athlete. The rest of the neurotic members of the cast are free with their comments about the action.
Watching Jason play baseball, we're watching Jason play baseball, we're watching Jewish boys who cannot play baseball, play baseball. We're watching Jewish boys who cannot play baseball, play.
I hate baseball, I really do. Now, unlike the rest of you, I hate baseball.
He really wish he'd take this more seriously.
Yeah, I like how he swings the bat.
It's good how he swings the bat. But why does he have to throw like that?
We're sitting and watching Jason make errors, the most pathetical errors. We're watching Jewish boys who almost read Latin. Up, batting, and batting bad.
Remember Sandy Koufax, you can do it if you wanna do it. Take heart from Hank Greenberg. It's not genetic. Anything can be copacetic. I think it can.
We're sitting and watching Jason play baseball. We're watching Jason play baseball. We're watching Jewish boys. We're watching Jewish boys. We're watching Sly Jason. Sly Jason. Sly.
What's Wizard doing here?
What are you doing here?
Jason asked me to come. Since he asked me to come, I came.
Just what I wanted at a little league game. My ex-husband's ex-lover. Isn't that what every mother dreams about having at a little league game?
Looking at Wizard is like eating trace.
The kid was out.
The kid was safe.
The kid was out.
The kid was safe.
Hey!
I love baseball. I love baseball. That's what I'm doing here.
Oh, where the hell did they get that umpire? Oh, hi, Wizard.
Hey, look who's here. Say hello.
Hello.
You're looking sweeter than a donut.
Marvin.
Wizard. Move in front of me. I want to see the bald spot. Come on, come on. Now, sit in front of me. It gives me pleasure to see the bald spot. Since it's the only physical imperfection that you've got, I wanna see it. I wanna touch it. I wanna run my hands through it.
We're sitting. Watch the kid as he misses. We're watching Marvin throw kisses. We're watching 67 pounders. Watching Jewish boys miss grounders. Watching boys field, boys bat, boys this, boys that. Watching Jason on deck swinging the bat.
Keep your head in the box. Don't think of a thing. Keep your head in the box. Your eye on the ball. Take a breath and let it out and swing. Keep your head in the box.
Keep your head
don't
in the box.
Think
don't
of a
think of a
keep
thing.
Your head in the
keep
box.
Your head in the box.
Your eye on the ball.
Your eye on the ball. Take a breath and let it out and swing.
Even bald, he looks good. Just remember he's an he looks damn good, but he's cheap as dirt. Even maniacs can charm, which he does, so beware. And just be careful. When he smiles, that smile, avoid him or else sound the alert. How could I know?
Could I know?
Without him,
my life would be boring as
but it is.
Jason, you gotta move a little closer to the plate.
Yes, it is. Well, he's gonna be hit by the ball.
Please, God, don't let me make the same mistake. We're sitting and watching Jason the batter. We know our cheering won't matter. It is the very final inning, and the other team is winning. And there's two outs, two strikes, but the bases are loaded. And
could it be possible to see you or to kiss you or to give you a call?
Anything's possible, Jason.
Our show entitled Play Ball has featured the baseball game from the show Falsettos by William Finn. The recording was of the original cast. One of my favorite shows, Ragtime by Stephen Flaherty and Lynn Ahrens, just finished a successful run here at the Allen Theater. In the second act, we are treated to some comic relief from the approaching disaster with a baseball number entitled What a Game.
Play ball!
You'll like baseball. It's a civilized pastime.
Ain't this the kind of weather with smack and lather
for playing baseball?
The kind of weather makes a man hit like hell.
Let's go, you sons of
b****. Let's see some pitching.
Let's play some baseball.
The crowd is striking out again.
Schmidt, you smell.
The Giants haven't got a prayer.
Hi, your underwear.
Up your alley.
Go back to where your mother once came.
Hit that ball.
Run your b****.
Hit that ball.
Kill the b****.
What a game.
Hey, Schnabel, take your head out of your
ass. That is that
terrible.
We were gentlemen, men were gentlemen.
Soldier sister.
We called each other Mr. and
Doyle, just
don't listen. Our games were very quiet. We'd never riot. We'd
beat that baseball.
The worst we ever said would be
burn your
don't listen. Oh, I'm a forward thinker.
What makes a stinker?
He dropped that fly ball.
There's hardly one American name.
Yeah, Herzog.
Hit that ball.
Stupid
hit that ball.
Kill the
on the Cleveland Pops Orchestra's Salute to Baseball, we've heard What a Game from the show Ragtime. It's time for a short intermission. James Horner wrote the music to our final selection of our baseball program. This is the score from Field of Dreams. The movie starred Kevin Costner, who builds a baseball diamond in the middle of his cornfield because a mysterious voice tells him to do so. While the townspeople ridicule him, he finds redemption at the film's conclusion when he meets the spirit of his long-dead father on that field. Before we listen to this music, however, we're going to give away some tickets. For two free tickets to the Cleveland Pops Orchestra's opening concert for our fall season, September 8th, 2000, all you have to do is answer this baseball trivia question. In 1954, Cleveland's Vic Wirtz hit a ball to deep center field in the Indians-Giants World Series. Who made one of the greatest catches in World Series history, which turned the tide to the Giants? Call 1-800-343-WCLV. That's 1-800-343-9258. While you're thinking of that, we're going to play now the concluding section from A Field of Dreams called The Place Where Dreams Come True.
Thank you.
Our program entitled Play Ball has concluded with an excerpt from Field of Dreams, entitled The Place Where Dreams Come True. The music was by James Horner. Congratulations to our winner, who correctly identified Willie Mays, number 24, as a gentleman who tore Cleveland's hearts asunder in the 1954 World Series. You've won two free tickets to Cleveland Pops Orchestra's opening concert of the fall season, September 8th, Friday night, year 2000. A salute to Broadway. As we conclude our program entitled Play Ball, a musical salute to baseball, let's take a moment to wish the Cleveland Indians another Central Division crown and a triumphant march to the World Series. Tune in next week, same time, same place, for the Cleveland Pops Orchestra's Rhythms and Views. With thanks to assistant producer Steve Cohn, this is your host Carl Topolo, suggesting you take time from your busy week to stop and listen to the music.